Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills radio network.
All right, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left. Will.
It's time now for the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
All right, welcome in to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. You heard it here, Nate Geary. Back on the Overtime Show, the Bills. What a victory today. What a nail biter that felt like it probably shouldn't have been a nail biter. 48-42, the Bills move to 11-3 on the season and remain within striking distance of the number one seed, especially as I watch in a highlight of today's Chiefs game, Patrick Mahomes limping off with what is believed to be a high ankle sprain, a short week, two straight short weeks, by the way, for the Kansas City Chiefs over the next 2 weeks. So we'll see if Mahomes can heal up in time to play, because with the number one seed, a game and a half out, Carson Wentz next week would be a welcome sight for Bills fans, undoubtedly. So welcome in. Taking your phone calls at 803-0550 if you want to get your thoughts in on today's game. We'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll also hear a bunch from the locker room as well. We got a lot of player sound to get to over the next hour and 20 minutes or so. We'll get you your eye on the quarterback as well and get through a bunch of this. So let's start and get kicked things off here on the Overtime Show. Sean, who's been waiting patiently. I appreciate the patience there, Sean. You're on the Overtime Show. Good evening to you.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Thank you guys for a long time. Big fans. But I just want your guys' opinion on the defense. When we run into the dual threat teams with the top five running backs in the league and the top five wide receivers and quarterback duos in the league, how do you think we can stop that better? Than just giving up all these points in the past couple weeks by the runs and the passes. Obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown broke open down the field for a touchdown, pretty long touchdown pass. And the same thing happened for Jameis Williams. Deep, but he didn't catch it, luckily. How do you think we can stop this in the long run against these better teams?
Yeah, thanks, Sean. I think today's game script was interesting. The Bills getting out to the 14-point lead really turned them into a one-dimensional team. The Bills just kept scoring, which means, they were sort of leaning into the strength of their offense, which is a really diverse pass game, right? So I think the game script probably changed things a little bit for for Detroit in this game. Listen, they came into this game down three of their starters on the defensive backfield. No Rasul Douglas, no Taylor Rapp, no DeMar Hamlin, and definitely showed on the back end. This is not a team that typically gets beat over the top. I thought, you know, Cole Bishop played pretty well today, especially as a box run defender. The Bills really were very stout against the run game today. And again, we just didn't really get to see the volume of run from Detroit today because of just how the game script ended up being. So, moving forward, as they get a little bit healthier, get some of their starters back in the defensive backfield, DeJuan Smoot being back, I think looms large for them as well. So, listen, they've got depth across the defensive line. If they can get the pressure that they got on Jared Goff, heck, if they got half the pressure they got on Goff tonight, if they could have got the pressure they got tonight last week against the Los Angeles Rams, I think that's probably a different result. I think what the Bills proved today, though, is that they can play in shootouts and win. Not that I doubted that last week, just they were playing from behind most of the game last week. They can play from ahead and also win a shootout. So I thought the defense played a lot better. Those first two stops really gave the Bills an opportunity to get out to a lead that they never lost. So although you'd want to see a little bit better overall from your defense tonight, I thought it was much better than it was last week, but still a lot of work to do. Luckily, over the next 3 weeks, I think you got two really get-right opponents in the next 3 weeks with the Patriots twice and a young quarterback who, you know, the Bills are going to face a mobile quarterback next week, and Drake May, played well today against Arizona again. And then, I don't know what New York's going to be playing for in 2 weeks, but, you know, that's a good passing offense. So we'll see. How it kind of looks here over the last 3 weeks, but the Bills need to be perfect. They need to win in the next three games as they get into January here and in the playoffs. And right now, I'm not here to tell you I don't care, Sean, about the defense and how they're going to stop. It's just the offense is so good right now. It's the best offense I've seen since Josh Allen's been here. They're so difficult to defend. If you take away one guy, they've got four guys behind them. Amari Cooper didn't even have a target today, and the Bills scored 48 points and faced like 8 third downs or something. I mean, just was an unbelievable performance offensively. Back-to-back games for Josh Allen, who, in my opinion, has absolutely solidified the MVP. And if not, then he's never going to win it, if you ask me. Thanks for the call, Sean. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening, Rich.
Hey, guys. Fun game to watch. Defense started out strong. Offense dominated again. You know, a little concerning because, you know what, the defense initially punched Detroit in the mouth. Yet, the end score, it's a 6-point game. Last week, Rams game. Rams squeak out a win, and literally Puka won that game because unbelievable catches. I mean, Buffalo should have won last week. If Puka doesn't play that game, if he stayed out, Buffalo won that game. I mean, what's the answer on defense? I mean, really? I don't know.
I don't know either, but Rich, I'm going to tell you, I'm fairly confident that over the next couple of weeks it'll get straightened out, give them some momentum going into the playoffs. Is it concerning? Yeah, of course. I mean, you don't want to be giving up 40 points in consecutive games. There's no doubt about it. But the injuries and I think the game script in both games, I think, you know, the Rams played a perfect game. And that offense in Detroit is top three, top four, if not one of the best. So, for me, it's not a non-story. I don't want to completely dismiss it and say it's not a story, but, here we are. 803-0550. Thanks for the call, man. We're going to take a timeout. We got a couple of timeouts to get to here as we get through our Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. But tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Chopin Bulldog at 3. They'll have Eric Wood with them at 4. And then 8 p.m., Westwood One presents the Bears at the Vikings. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. On the other side, we'll get you some player sound from Ray Davis and get you caught up on that as well. If you missed head coach Sean McDermott and or Josh Allen, we'll have that for you at the end of next hour as well. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show here on WGR.
Going to roll out to his right. Allen's going to throw it to Davis, and he's into the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown reception. Allen with his second passing touchdown of the game.
All right, welcome back to Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Barrels on. We've got a quick segment here. We're going to go to the locker room and hear from Bills running back Ray Davis. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Great opening drive for you guys. How important was that from a physical standpoint and a game control standpoint?
Yeah, you know, for us, it's about just staying ahead of the sticks and sticking to what we call. When you got a guy like Josh who's going to keep us, you know, keep the momentum high, keep us on track to just continue to keep going. And, you know, his energy coming out of a game is electric. And, you know, when you got a guy like Ty who, you know, sets the pace and sets the tone for us running backs and then Jimbo to finish it off, you know, you can't ask for a better room than a three-headed monster within, you know, the guys that we have who's running the ball, James, Ty, Jim, Josh, you know, whoever it is.
What about in the passing game? It seemed like you guys were really making a conscious effort to get the running backs involved and attack their second level today. Was that the case?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, what we saw on film, and we wanted to go out there and execute that. When Ty's a hell of a back who can't catch, who can't pass protect, who just does everything for our team. He's the unsung hero, just like Mac is, and, you know, a guy who's just going to continue to go out there and put the team first and just try to do everything he can. And when we were able to get him the ball, as you saw today, 100 yards receiving, it just shows his hard work that he prepares to get ready for game day.
What do you think about not practicing Thursday, how it might have impacted you or even gave you guys maybe a little bit more rest and able to do some film work?
Yeah, I mean, it sometimes when you can't do the physical, you do the mental.
Yep.
And I think that was a mental day for us, to mentally prepare, again, the rest part of it, but just sticking in our playbook, watching more film. Again, we can't control what we can't control. So what we can't control is getting in that playbook more, watching more film. Guys, some guys got big houses, so they can move around and still simulate, you know, things that they need to do to prepare for Sunday.
You got the big house yet?
No. I was in the garage.
That's Bills running back there, Ray Davis, again following the Bills 48-42 victory. And it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. Before we take a timeout, let's get an eye on the quarterback. And it's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. And, well, we all know the game for QB1 this evening was another, you know, MVP-level performance. 23 of 34, 362 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 sacks, a QB rating of 100, I'm sorry, a passer rating of 122.4. He was also on the ground 10 for 69 in 2 scores. So just an all-around unbelievable back-to-back weeks. Josh Allen putting up really, really just impressive, you know, Hall of Fame, MVP, whatever, fill-in-the-blank kind of numbers. But that's been, it's been quite a, I would say, last month for Josh Allen, typified by another fantastic performance, and of course this time in a win. Timeout. Other side, we'll continue taking your phone calls at 803-0550, and we'll also get some more player sound. We'll hear from Cole Bishop next hour, Taron Johnson, Keon Coleman, and Cam Lewis as well. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show on WGR. All right, welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Dodge Chrysler. Well, I think I probably messed up the order of that. What do you think, Tanner? Did I think I got that right? I don't know. It's not looking good for me, I don't think. All right, 803.
It's all right. How many people are listening at this point anyways?
Hey, I'd like to think a lot, Tanner. I'd like to think they're tuning in for me. It's a Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. I actually think I did get it right after all. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Let's go back to the phones and hear from our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Steven in Florida, in much nicer weather than we are here in Buffalo. Steven, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening. Fantastic win by the Bills. And I wanted to say, first of all, the game was nowhere near as close as the score.
Agreed.
And you look at this game right from the outset when Eric Wood pegged it during the pregame roundtable with Sal and Chris that he believed the Bills defense was going to come out so prepared that they were going to make a statement right from the outset. And that's exactly what they did when they stopped the Lions on their first drive and got the ball back to the offense. That set the tone for the whole game. Kudos to Ed Oliver, how he stepped up this week and recovered from a very bad week last week and yep. Other weeks before that. And I also wanted to say this, you know, how crazy of a game. Well, first of all, you know, here's Josh Allen. What can you not say about him? He's Superman in a Bills uniform. But how crazy of a game is it offensively when the Bills' main receivers were the running backs, Ty Johnson and Cook, and then one of the main receivers ends up scoring a running touchdown. Yeah.
Well, actually, it was a pass. It was a catching touchdown, technically, because the ball left Josh Allen's hands. So it did end up being a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, and I also wanted to say that, you know, they Chris and Eric commented during the game that, you know, the Bills on offense kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit with the penalties, because the one that shovel pass from Josh that nullified the holding penalty,
pass, yeah.
Right. And then the other one, when they were on the one-yard line, and then Dawkins got that, you know, false start penalty, and then they stalled, and then, you know, Bass didn't get that field goal, which was just a chip shot. So, but that doesn't take away from anything with this game. So, you know, I see where the Bills really sent a message loud and clear to the entire NFL. They are the up-and-coming team to beat. I mean, here they beat the team that was touted as the number one team, not just in the NFC, but in the league. So, you know, the Bills are just on a roll. And, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they end up getting the number one seed, especially with Mahomes now questionable next week's game against Houston. So go Bills. And, you know, I'm very, very happy as a Bills fan.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Steven. Yeah, it'll be a tough matchup next week, especially it seems like Carson Wentz might be playing quarterback for Kansas City for that game with the high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes. We'll see what the severity ends up being, but, you know, that'll be huge for the Bills to get an opportunity there. Although, I'll say this, Houston has not been impressive since Stephon Diggs went out of the lineup. I mean, just really not impressive. So we'll see if they can kind of bounce back, have a better performance, but Kansas City's defense still very good. It'll be a tough matchup. There's no doubt about it. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills this winter. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contests end January 5th, 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Let's go back to the locker room. We're going to hear from Bills rookie safety Cole Bishop, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
All right. I mean, you guys were really able to limit their running game, especially early in the game. Tell me about the mindset and the game plan going in.
Yeah, that was definitely a big focus. They're a team that is a run-first team, so, you know, we had struggled with that the past couple weeks, so it was a big focus, you know, being physical, trying to out-physical them, and, you know.
Did you feel, Cole, that, hey, they're going to take some shots against me and Cam out here because we're the new guys out? Did you feel they were going to try to go downfield, you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we prepared as good as we could, and, you know, big focus, keeping your depth and everything, making sure nothing gets behind you, and I feel like we were able to do that for the most part.
You gave up 42 and almost 500 passing. You ever felt better after a game like that?
Happy we won, for sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, for sure, happy we won.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It felt like you guys were still, though, in control of the game, especially because the way the front seven was playing. Just take us into watching those guys up front creating the chances for
it. It's hard to speak on until we watch a film, but, I mean, I felt like we were all trying to do our job, and we got the win.
Cole, take us into last week, the loss, and then what this week was like, because it seemed like you guys were, quite frankly, angry you know, what you put on film coming into this week.
For sure. Kind of like I said, the big focus is physicality, making sure they did not out-physical us. And, like I said, hard to speak on until we watch a film, but from – the back point of view, it felt like we did a good job.
Are you okay?
Yes. I was having some problems cramping, and then by the time that when it went down, my leg just locked up. Couldn't get it to start bending again. Couldn't get it to go away, but I'm all good.
Okay.
All right, there's Bill's rookie safety, Cole Bishop, talked about there. He went down with what we thought might have been a lower body injury. Turns out it was cramping. And Kareem Jackson came in the game towards the end. But, you know, it already sort of the result felt a little in. Although it did get a little sketchy towards the end. The onside kick was sketchy. You know, you just wanted the Bills to find a way to end that game and get it over with, because it just, you know, was kind of coming down to it. Listen, the Detroit Lions are a heck of an offense. It's, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown's one of the best wide receivers in the league. He's not having, like, one of those you know, maybe seasons you'd expect from him. But all in all, it's been a really strong campaign. It's strong. I mean, he's one of the best receivers, top seven in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. Let's go back to the locker room and hear from the guy that was covering him most of the evening, Taron Johnson. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Game, I don't know. You know, it's the regular season, and we got the dub, so just got to keep moving forward. And the next week is, to me, just as important as this week.
Sure. So when you go into a game, I know it's important to look at everybody the same. Yeah. Same, similar with Kansas City and all that. But when the game's over, is it still just like any other game, or are you allowed to then say, okay, we just beat, you know?
Yeah, but I truthfully feel like it is any other game, you know what I'm saying? It's the regular season, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't win or go home, but obviously just as important as the week before, you know? So just want to keep moving forward, keep taking steps in the right direction.
You were pretty matter-of-fact, kind of upset the way you guys played, you know, when we talked to you on Sunday and then Wednesday. Take us into the week, what it was like for you guys to get back on track.
Oh, man, just just coming in with an extreme focus, trying to learn from what we did last week, which I feel like good teams do. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be the best all the time, but learning from your mistakes the past game, I feel like it's huge. And I feel like we did that, and I feel like we attacked better, especially in the run game.
Did you see that Terrell pushed the ball into your belly on the onside kick?
Honestly,
you were on it, and then as it came out, he made sure instead of him trying to grab it.
He told me that he did that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty heads up play. Nothing,
for sure. I couldn't see anything. I'm just had my hands on the ball, just trying to get a better grip on the ball. You know what I'm saying? And TV made sure of that. So.
Everybody says, man, you don't want to know what goes on at the bottom of that pile.
Is that true? Yeah, for sure. For sure. You don't want to know what happens at the bottom of that pile.
All right, there's Taron Johnson there. And yeah, sketchy to say the least. Crazy to think that on that play, Terrell Bernard just kind of pushes the ball back into the grasp of Taron Johnson. I mean, man, it would have felt just grossly Billsy for them to recover that onside kick and find a way to make that game even more nail-biting than it already was. But yeah, great play by Taron Johnson there towards the end. And listen, Taron Johnson in large, I think, had one of his toughest games as a Bill last week against the LA Rams. I mean, Puka Nacua just really did whatever he wanted against this Bills defense, not just against him, but he was part of sort of the machine that really struggled last week. It was good to see him specifically have a big bounce back game. I know, you know, again, Amon-Ra St. Brown had his yards, but there was a couple of great plays you saw made by Taron Johnson in the game. And yeah, again, for him and for the other, you know, defensive backs out there making, you know, starts that they probably weren't expecting to make when the week started. So, you know, getting Cole Bishop out there, getting him some more, I think, valuable reps in this defense. And, you know, seeing tonight, of course, Cam Lewis, who's just a guy that does it all. I mean, just anything they ask him to do, he does it at a high level. You can trust that he's going to know what the plays are, what position he's got to be in, whether it's safety, whether it's slot corner, whether it's dime, whether it's special teams. He just continues to be one of the most invaluable players on this team. It probably won't, you know, be in the accolades at the end of the year of, you know, MVP of the team or, you know, anything of that nature. But he just constantly is a guy that you can trust and lean on when guys go down. He's there to step up regardless of the position you ask him to play. He's a heck of a player and obviously a Buffalo guy too, coming from the University of Buffalo. You'll love to see it from Cam Lewis. And speaking of Cam Lewis, let's hear from the Bills starting safety tonight anyways. And it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
All right. Starting with Cole, you two back there. First of all, how did you feel that Cole and the communication with him went with you guys?
It was real good, man. You know, we trust each other. We're in the meetings together all the time. We meet together, so we knew what we were doing, man. All that communication, we just transferred from, you know, practice and then just being around each other. We know what we're doing, so it was good out there.
Despite over 40 points, it felt like the defense was still always in control of this game. Did you ever feel like you weren't in control of what was happening?
No, not necessarily, man. It was just like towards like the middle of the third quarter, just for like 2 minutes, you know, for the last two quarters. So just trying to keep everything in front of us. And John had that clock running, man. But it was tough, a lot of plays. But I feel like we just got the job done and trying to get the win.
I know you've played here many times. What was it like to come back home? How many family friends you have in the stands?
55 total, man. It's always a good time coming back home. Just so many emotions. I was able to. I'm thankful I was able to, you know, play today and then get the dub today.
All right, there's Bill's safety, slot corner, special teams, dime. I mean, whatever you want to call them. Swiss Army knife Cam Lewis there. Didn't know he had family in the stands for that game. It's kind of even cooler, to be honest. So great game from Cam Lewis. But, you know, the one thing that he mentioned there, which I think I wholeheartedly agree with and provides a little bit of context and narrative to, you know, what, yeah, the Bills gave up 42 points, but they were basically playing two-minute drill for the entirety of the second half, which is what he sort of alluded to there, which to me speaks to them playing a lot of prevent defense. They just didn't want to get beat over the top. They didn't, predominantly for the most part, but they were giving up chunk plays in the pass game. And listen, again, you know, Jared Goff's a very good quarterback, and the scheme is a very difficult scheme. They did what they want for the most part, but the thing in the area that I was most impressed in, especially early on, was the Bills, of course, made them one-dimensional by getting out to the early lead, but they also did a great job stopping the run early in this game, and that sort of set the stage for what was to come for the rest of the game. So, you know, all in all, you know, the sort of narrative around this defense is, you know, they struggle against the run, and it's not just the narrative, the stats back it up, but I thought the Bills really played a pretty darn good performance, you know, when it's all said and done. We're going to hear from Keon Coleman here in just a minute, but a reminder that tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning, then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon, Shope and Bulldog at 3. They'll have Eric Wood with them at 4, and then at 8 p.m., Westwood One presents the Bears at the Vikings. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. As mentioned, Keon Coleman, Bills rookie receiver, a big play tonight, one catch for 64 yards, and it was a big one for sure, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
You got yourself and Dalton back. Obviously, you guys get kind of rounding into shape offensively in terms of having your full arsenal. What do you think that can mean for the offense moving forward, that all of you guys are back out on the field together now?
I mean, it just makes us more dangerous, gives Josh more weapons, and, you know, we'll see what that holds in the playoffs. And, you know, the last, what, three games we got left, so we'll see.
I mean, just walked over. I'm
come back to an area that you're so much familiar with, played about an hour and a half on the road, so you're coming here and show out and have the game.
I mean, this is just another game, you know, just a different state. So just coming in, make sure I'm doing my job to the best of my ability and just making the plays when they come out with it.
Was there any rust on your part, you feel like, or did you feel pretty good getting back out there?
I felt pretty good. That's why you prepare when you hurt. My hand was messed up, not my feet. So,
can you, sorry, just walked over here. Take us through that play, the long play down the sideline, you staying alive for Josh.
I mean, not really. DB just went way, he wasn't where he was supposed to be. Josh found me and just threw it at chest. I was going to make a play.
Are you ever amazed at things that he can do? I mean, he gets hit with a guy in his face as he throws up over 50 yards.
I mean, I can't see that. So I'm the one trying to make the catch. So now I'm not amazed at this point. And that's kind of just what he do.
All right, that's Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman and talking about that play. I mean, listen, he can't see that play, but it was a pretty damn remarkable play from Josh Allen. He had a couple of those deep shots today where he just got his absolute clock cleaned by a Lions defender, and it just did not matter. I mean, that 64-yard play, which, by the way, you know, in the win, what will probably get lost is, you know, the end of the half situation. They were lucky that, you know, especially in a 6-point game, which it ended up turning out to be, that the Lions missed that field goal at the end of the first half, gave the Bills the ball back for an opportunity again to go out on score, and they don't end up doing it. But they, you know, they've got to find a way to score points on that play. Obviously, you're not expecting your kicker to miss a 25-yard field goal. But I will say that, you know, it's third and goal, and they're lined up in shotgun, and then what ends up happening is they get the false start, and it moves them back to the 6-yard line. They end up settling for the field goal and missing it. And for me, like, that's a play where I think before it, I was sitting in here in the studio, and I said, like, You sneak the ball twice, especially because if you don't get it the first time, you force Detroit to take the timeout and get rid of one of their timeouts. But it's their most successful play, and especially the way they lined up for it at the end of the game last week against the Rams. I don't know. I really need in that situation for Joe Brady and Josh Allen, like, better, like, cooler heads got to prevail. That's got to be two quarterback sneak tries in that play. And for the fact that they ended up in shotgun trying to throw the football and then getting offsides. Now, I know it was a little bit of a phantom offsides. It looked like the Detroit Lion defender jumped well before before the Bills did. But, you know, you can't leave it up to the referees to, in that situation. For me, it's got to be two quarterback sneaks. But more than likely, they're going to hit the first one. So, yeah, for me, that was a big miss from this game. It'll get lost and probably not get talked about because the Bills win. But that's just a moment where 2 weeks in a row they had opportunities to double dip and mistakes cost them, you know, before the end of the half. All right, let's go hear from Bills offensive tackle Deion Dawkins, who spoke with the media after the game. So we'll get Dawkins here. And it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. Oh, sorry. This is Deion Dawkins, Bills starting left tackle here. And it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
You know, when you get late in November, early December, late in December, it becomes playoff football. Like, we knew, like, coming in here that this was, like, one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, we knew that they were going to bring it. And the record shows it. Their play shows it. The quarterback is elite. The receivers are elite. The O-line is pretty good, and as well as their D-line. And we know that coming in this game that it was going to be a tough one.
You knew every possession you were probably going to need a touchdown. You didn't get one every one, but you kind of had that feeling you needed seven every time?
I mean, anytime that the offense touches in the field, we shoot and for seven. So, every game you want to push for seven no matter what. But every time the offense touches that field, we push for seven no matter what. Whether it was the Lions, the Patriots, the Jets, whoever, we want to score every time we touch that football.
We've asked you a lot of times about 17. What are your thoughts on him now?
Yeah, I'm his biggest fan. I told him that mid-game. I said, Josh, I'm your biggest fan, bro. I'm honored to be his left tackle. You know, I'm honored to be the best for him.
There's every game, there's always somebody different who steps up. And Ty Johnson just exploded today. For you, what is it like to see a guy like that who puts in so much work, kind of have a big day?
Yeah, you know, it's only a matter of time and before the work that you put in gets the shine that it deserves. And you know, Ty's just one of those guys that he's just himself. He plays hard. He practices hard. He's in the building early. He was even in the building on the day that the whole world was shut down in Buffalo, I think, which was Wednesday. He was in the building. So, you know, like, that just shows the type of kid he is, and I'm proud of him.
All right, there is Deion Dawkins after the game talking about Josh Allen. Obviously, just an unbelievable performance. And he may not agree that they needed to score a touchdown on every drive. Of course they didn't, but it certainly felt like that during the game that if the Bills weren't going to go down and score, that they were going to have a tough time stopping this Detroit offense. And, hey, they are a heck of a unit, one of the best in the league, so it's not crazy, you know, to need that from your offense. Let's go back to the phones, get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. Charlie in Lancaster is joining us here on the Overtime Show. Good evening, Charlie.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to, you know, touch on a couple things. You know, I love the game, but our defense kind of lacking. You know, we've let up, 80 points in the past two games. You know, the Sabres too. I mean, my God, get rid of Kevin Adams, get him out. We got to drain the swamp with the Sabres. I mean, what's going on here? Can you kind of tell me what's going on here? We got to trade Levi, get him out. We got to trade Krebs, get him out. We got to get a solidified, I mean, not even a first liner. We got to get a second liner out there that's going to score some goals. He's going to produce and he's going to push us to the playoffs.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. I appreciate it, man. This is the Bills postgame show. And by the way, nobody wants to talk about the Buffalo Sabres, so I apologize. But, I mean, you know, it's December. I'm already suffering from seasonal depression. I'm not going to add voluntary depression on top of that. Dawson Knox spoke after the game here, so we're going to bring you Dawson before we hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott and Bills quarterback Josh Allen. And Dawson Knox is brought to you by Reimer Home Services for HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
All right, take me in. I think it might have been the third down, but the flag route, corner route on the sideline there, just kind of what you guys saw and coming out and calling that play.
Yeah, great call by Joe. It's kind of like a keep right where I kind of block down, get my guy to add because he's playing man coverage. He's looking at me as I start blocking. He asks to try to tackle Josh, and we kind of got a two-on-one fast break. Josh has put it up in the air to where I can run under it. Great call by Joe. Scheme worked well.
You said just to run under. That's a hell of a catch in a big spot. When it's in the air, like, what are you thinking?
Like, you better go because that thing's up there. Hung up there for a while, but the touch he put on it made it easier probably than what it looked. But great call by Joe. Great throw by Josh. Good job in the O-line. Blocking, doing their job. I mean, it takes 11 guys for an offense to work. So it's not just me or it's not just Josh. It's all the O-line, everybody else as well.
Speaking of the scheme, it seemed like you guys made a conscious effort to attack the second level, especially with running backs. How about the day they had out of the backfield and what that did for you guys?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, we always talk about everybody eats, whether it's running backs in the passing game or, you know, little flip jet sweeps to Khalil. Joe does an incredible job getting everyone involved, making the defense really have to respect every position. And it just makes offense fun to play for when you never know who's going to get the ball or who's going to get the most targets. But there's just a lot of unselfish guys that do their job and make plays when they need to.
You guys have 92 points in the last 2 weeks. We always ask you about Josh. What did you see today out of him, obviously?
Yeah. I mean, the dude's incredible. It's hard to describe what he does on a consistent basis every single Sunday. I've talked about it before, but sometimes you just turn into a fan. I mean, he threw a chest pass, touchdown to Dalton, got called back, but he's flipping the ball to guys, making plays with his feet. I'm yelling in my head to slide, but he's running guys over. It's so much fun to play with that dude. It's really a privilege, and I hope I get to play with him as long as I possibly can.
Austin, take us into Thursday, no practice. Guys got to go virtual. How did that impact the week? Maybe even positively if it did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a great example of this coaching staff, the guys on this team that are going to prepare well no matter what. I mean, we had, what, 3 or 4 feet of snow. Guys can get to the office, got to go do meetings on Zoom. Definitely less than ideal, but it says a lot about the resiliency of this team. Things get thrown at us left and right. You got guys that will lock in, still prepare the right way. And in a way, it kind of helped us be a little more fresh. So ended up working out. Glad that we won. Maybe we can push a Zoom Thursday on Coach McDermott now. So we'll see. Don't know if it'll work.
But. Yeah, I got the sense it's probably not going to work for Dawson Knox moving some practices to Zoom, thanks to them having the short practice week this week due to the weather and not having to practice. But we'll see. We'll see if that works for Dawson Knox. All right, we're going to take a timeout. On the other side, we've got Bills head coach Sean McDermott. He spoke after the game. We'll get you that and replay that for you here if you missed it earlier. And we'll also get you Bills quarterback Josh Allen as well. I just want to remind everybody, too, for those that don't know, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 9th, 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Timeout. Again, head coach Sean McDermott coming up next here on the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. I'm Nate Geary, welcome back. Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
All right, good win, tough win. We figured it was going to be like that here, and it's a really good football team, well coached, team we have a lot of respect for. You know, for us, a unique week, right? Snowstorm. We practiced once in a half, I guess, if you call a walkthrough a practice. So the players asked for probably that again, but that's not going to happen. We'll get back to double days, back to training camp this week. I'm just kidding. But great win. And listen, guys were hurt going into the game. We had, I think, 3 secondary guys out, and then we lost some guys during the game, and the guys stepped up again. I thought they came out ready to play. They really did. You could tell there was an attitude and a focus about them, even in the week, during the week, and then last night, and then in pregame warm-up, you could tell just something in the locker room. That's what I'm used to feeling. That's what I'm used to seeing. Give the Lions credit. There's no quit in that team. you know, they've come back before. I think it was in Houston at least once, and a few other games as well. So we got to learn how to close out a game better. But I thought a couple key plays were certainly getting off to a good start. And then the defense in the second half forcing a three and out, I believe, or a punt, quick punt, and then the forced fumble. And then Mac, obviously Mac's, I guess you call it a kickoff return. So a lot of good stuff. You know, resilient team, tough, a lot we can still improve on. I thought we left some out there, a couple of those red zone sequences. We could be better, but listen, when you have, when you're scoring 40-some points and 500-plus yards, you know, but anyway, good team win.
John, you've now taken down the top seed in each conference. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, right? Winning in the NFL against any team is not easy. So we don't take those for granted. You know, I think when you're talking about today's game and some of those other games, you're talking about, you know, kind of rare air up there with the best teams that are around right now. And but that's how we're going to have to play every week going forward.
Can you talk about Josh just for his confidence? In a game when you knew you had to score 7 every time.
Yep. Yeah. No, I thought the entire offensive staff, you know, a lot of good things. You know, coming out and being able to run the football was important for us, and a credit to our offensive line, and it's everyone, tight ends, wide receivers blocking, the running backs running. I thought Joe did a good job changing some things up as well, and Bobby as well, you know, so great job by the staffs.
So much of playing Detroit is about trying to limit that run game. And you, Gibson, Montgomery hit under 40 yards combined. Could you explain the sort of philosophy or the adjustments that you made to be able to do that?
Attitude. Yeah, attitude. Usually when you're talking about the run game, it's attitude. It starts with attitude and fundamentals and technique. So that's really where it starts. So it starts in here.
Their onside kick, the first one, were you surprised at the timing?
They've been fairly or pretty aggressive, I would say, with their fourth downs. They went for one and against the Packers, I think it was, on their own, 30 minus territory somewhere, and they didn't get it, put the Packers in good position there. So obviously coach felt like that's, you know, I don't know what he was thinking there, but you know, paid off for us. Yeah, he did. Heck of a play. Yep, heck of a play. He's a really good football player.
Coming off last week, I don't know, a sense of redemption, whatever. I understand what the scoreboard read at the end of this game tonight, but your defense had held them in the midst of those injuries to, I think, 14 points till really late in the third quarter. What went into this week, and how do you think it translated?
Yeah, again, similar answer to the earlier question about our run defense. Attitude, focus, the orientation of one's mind, you know, like, hey, there's only one answer here, right? And that's to bow up, play with attitude, play with heart. Not that they didn't play with heart before, but you got to want it in this league. You got to want it, and you got to want it every day and every week.
Do you think your team has that certain it when it comes to back against the wall? Because you've done this a few times when, you know, it's a snowstorm. You've been here before after snowstorms. Yeah. Does your team just sort of have maybe that big factor?
I think you got to have it. I think we've shown, you know, I think we've shown that we do have it over the years. You take pride in that. That's Buffalo, baby, right? It is. It's the magic of Buffalo is how I look at it. And, you know, this, it gives me chills even saying it because this, our community, our fans, they don't get enough respect. They really don't. I mean, I know people talk about the mafia, but it's not enough. And it goes beyond the mafia. It's the people of Buffalo, the communities, Western New York. I mean, you know, just a lot of heart, a lot of desire, a lot of, just to me, work ethic. And I think this team personifies our community. I really believe that.
When you look at the level that Josh is playing right now, do you think it's the best he's ever played, or is it just sort of continuation of what you've always seen?
It's the best I've seen him play. And not surprised. When he sets a goal for himself, for a team, he's hard to stop, right? So people have tried, They'll keep trying. That's what we do in this league. And I mean, just incredible performance week after week. And what more can you say? I mean, it's we're watching every week. We're watching an incredible player play incredibly consistent week after week. And I'll let you guys fill in the rest of the sentence.
You see at practice, you just said you're not surprised, but on some of those plays, especially when he escapes the pocket and is extending and holding the ball at 6 seconds and 8 seconds, and then makes a play, are you on the sidelines or marveling at it the way the rest of us are?
Yeah, or that and blacking out, really. Yeah, it's yeah, a little bit of both, Judy. Yeah, a little bit of both. So. It's not just, I mean, he's incredible, right? But I want to give credit to everyone on that side of the ball. And it's not just Josh. He's not able to do that. The offensive line isn't doing their job. And it sounds like coach speak, but it's accurate, right? So, it takes a real unselfish approach week after week to get that type of performance. Well, I feel good about it. I do. I feel good. You got to celebrate wins in this league. I mean, it's hard to win. It's hard to win here. This team is, they had lost, I think, since the second week of the season, give or take there. We were coming off the game the week before and getting back late, having this good Lord, man. Give him the glory first and foremost. I should have said that, but I'm just extremely grateful.
John, another big day for Ty Johnson. Yeah. What are you seeing just with the relationship with him and Josh and then Joe calling plays and putting him in those advantageous spots? What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, Joe's done a really good job. Skip as well, our running backs coach. And the thing I love about Ty is, there was a competition for the running back position early, and there always is. These guys, they're friends, but they also challenge one another. They're pushing each other. One guy has a good run, the next guy wants to get out there and have a good run, and it's a good kind of a good rhythm, and then Ty is showing up in some other areas, one of which has been the passing game. And I love the fact that he's embraced some of that and really working hard on being elite in that category. And because when you had that type of trait, I mean, I met James White before the game out here of the New England time, and I mean, he was very tough to handle in the passing game. So it can really help an offense when you have that type of player.
So you had several players in your secondary start for a few times this year, and you had Kareem Jackson come in later. Yeah. Can you just talk about those guys who have not normally been in those roles and what they did, especially in the first half of the
season? Yeah, I mean, you're seeing Cole Bishop out there, right? So a rookie who, had a rocky first game. And the thing I love about Cole is he has upped his urgency in terms of his preparation week after week, and then he was making an impact on special teams. And then his number gets called, and I thought, without looking at the film, I thought he looked like he knew his job, and there were some plays there, I'm sure, that, he's going to learn from. And that and then Kareem coming in, who, I see Kareem, I mean, what an impact he's had on our team. I've always heard great things about him, and to come in as a veteran and handle it the way he's handled it as a person, first class human being. And then as a player, you're in week, what are we in, 14, 15, whatever it is, and you have to keep yourself ready all season. And he's a veteran player, and it's harder than it sounds, right? But here's a guy that hasn't really played in our system very much, if that, and he was ready to go. And so credit the coaches, credit Kareem, and that's why you have, that's why we recruit the types of people that we do. It's because it's, and Brandon does a great job of this, it's in the DNA. So I think Kareem's a great example of it. All right, thank you guys.
Sean McDermott there following the 48-42 win. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills this winter. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contests end January 5th, 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. On the other side, we will go to the locker room and hear from Bills quarterback Josh Allen. That's next here on the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show and, of course, WGR. All right, welcome back. Our final segment of the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show, Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. I'm Nate Geary. Quarterback one going live here to the locker room. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Going to the X-ray room after the game, what was that about? What did you have checked out?
Yeah, just took a funky fall. More peace of mind than anything, but everything checked out, so we're good.
How do you stay composed and stay focused on your stride?
Well, I think, again, the mindset that we had this week was win every play. Whatever the play was, you know, find a way to execute at the highest level, and we were just focused on the next one, and guys made some really good plays tonight.
Defense down guys forced those 2 points already. How did we take this ready to take control?
Oh, awesome. You know, young guys stepped up. It's good to see them playing within themselves, and that's a really good team that we just played, and to come out of here a tough environment and with a victory going into our last 3 weeks, obviously, it's good.
Dan Campbell talked about your patience being something he's noticed. There's a lot of times where you're stepping up, stepping back, rolling right, kind of could go out of bounds, but you stay in bounds. You talk about extending plays. Is that something that you've gotten even better at, you think?
We work on it. Scramble drill's got to be one of our best plays, and our receivers know that. They're just finding ways to, you know, get open when the play breaks down a little bit and trying to extend plays when it's not there. And we've had some success on it, and still a couple times probably to put the ball in harm's way. But again, we had some guys make some plays tonight.
Can you speak on the contributions from your running backs?
Yeah, it was awesome tonight. I know Ty had a big game receiving. Ray and the short yardage stuff and scoring a touchdown, and then Jimbo running his, running really hard, and that's a big credit to our offensive line for giving them opportunities to go in and make some plays.
What's it mean? What's it show that the last month you've beaten the number one seed in each conference?
Again, we're just trying to find ways to win, and you know this is gonna help us in the long run. But still, a lot of things that we can learn from this game, take away. Still, offensively, I think we need to find some more. There's too many plays we left out there. So I know it's to nitpick a game like that where you score 48 sounds kind of dumb, but still feel like we left some out there. Yeah, it was awesome. They came in, they contributed, and in the run game, in the pass game, third downs, Keon makes the big play there on the scramble. So, we missed those guys. We're glad to have them back.
Josh, I understand that you just said you need to improve offensively, but this is like the third time in team history you guys have posted 40-plus points in consecutive games. I mean, where do you think this offense is in its state of development as it heads down?
I think we got guys that are bought in. That's what it comes down to. And in the run game that sets up the pass game and vice versa. I feel like I missed a couple throws tonight and can always find ways to get better. So we'll look at the film and look forward to next week.
Josh, in a game against a team like this is so high scoring, how much did it matter to be able to sort of take the game script away from them in the first half by getting that 2-score lead?
Yeah, we felt like, again, that was, one of the ways to beat these guys is, you got to score points. And that's what our mindset was. If we had to score 21 to win, we would have tried to score 21. But we're going out there each and every drive and just, again, like I reiterating what I said earlier, just win the play. And what does that look like? Is it a check down? Is it a deep ball? Is it a throwaway? Is it a slide? Our guys did a good job of winning the play tonight.
What makes Ty such a good role
on that? I think he's really smart. I think he's the best third down back in the game. The way that we communicate, the way that he sees protections, it's quarterback-like, bless you. He plays the game the right way. He's another guy on this team that we don't really call a running back. He's a football player that plays running back. He's always constantly running towards the ball, helping people up, saying the right things. And, again, he's a big reason why we are where we are.
Josh, I know you had a couple big leads in this game, but there's no margin for error late, no turnovers again. How do you kind of keep that trend going of taking care of the football as an offense?
Yeah, just trusting in what Joe's calling, trying to find a way to execute each and every given play.
chest pass.
Yeah, and wish we could have kept that one because that was fun. You know, getting Dalton back going too, that'd have been good for him. But again, we'll learn from it and move on.
The play, was it the shoulder you just landed on the pilot there like you did?
Yeah, just a funky feeling. But again, was able to throw and don't feel any pain right now. It was just more precaution than anything. Thanks, hey, guys.
All right, Josh Allen there following their 48-42 victory. Buffalo Bills football Monday coming your way first thing tomorrow morning. Joe and Jeremy at 6 a.m. For me, Nate Geary, appreciate you listening here to another version of our Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show on WGR.